Zara, an interest in your prayers this afternoon. Written on the board, talk is cheap. You ever heard that? On one hand, talk is cheap. And on the other hand, talk can be very expensive. Words have power, and I know all of you are familiar with that. Words have power to build up. They have power to tear down. They have power to express approval. They have power to express disapproval. Words have power to manipulate. They have power to deceive. Have power to displace blame. They also have power to bring healing, power to bring comfort, power to bring courage. But this saying that talk is cheap, in some ways it is, in other ways it's not. But the meaning behind the saying, as the world uses it, the reason they say that is, talk how you will, say what you want, but at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words. Isn't that right? In other words, it doesn't cost anything. I can say whatever I want, but at the end of the day, what's going to mean something is not the words you say, it's going to be what you do. And that is very true with God and in our relationships with other people. Talk is cheap. I will qualify this and understand the meaning of what we're talking about this afternoon. When we say talk is cheap, you say, but words are important. They are. But what we're dealing with this afternoon would like to remind us of is that if you don't back up your words with action, it's not valuable. And in the world that we live in, I would say talk is cheap to a lot of people. It doesn't have much meaning. To saints of God, talk ought to be valuable. It ought to have a lot of value. The words that we speak, our words should be trustworthy. Our words should be honest. They should be true. There are times of misunderstanding. Have you ever been misunderstood or you misunderstood someone else? That's happened because we're human. And in those times we still have regret. I wish I would have understood, or I wish they would have understood. But the fact of the matter is, the words that come out of our mouth as God's people ought to have value. And there's times I know people forget. People forget good intention and they say, oh, I'll be there at 9 o'clock, and then something happened. They totally forgot something. That happens from time to time. That's not what we're dealing with this afternoon. But for many people will say, I'll help you. And they have no intention of helping you. Oh, we're having a work day. Oh, yes, I'll be at work day. Never show up. Just talk was cheap. I'll be there. Oh, you've got a problem? Just let me know and I'll be right there. Talk's cheap. Oh, yeah, I'll pay for that. I'll pay for that. I'll get that taken care of. Talk's cheap. Bill goes unpaid. I love you. Talk's cheap. It's important. I'm not devaluing the words. There are some people that struggle with saying those words, I love you. Those are important words. People need to hear those. But I will say, if it's not backed up by actions, it's cheap. Doesn't mean a whole lot. I have faith, or I believe. I believe. I am a Christian. You know, those words are cheap to a lot of people in our world today. A lot of people professing to be Christians, but it's just words. It doesn't mean anything. Talk is cheap in our world, and I would just want to encourage us this afternoon. Don't let your talk be cheap. Put some value. Let your words be valuable. Turn with me, if you will, over to Matthew in the 21st chapter. 21st chapter of Matthew, we have a very familiar story that we look at from time to time that Jesus told. Matthew 21, beginning with verse 28. He said, a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Had a job that he was given to do. And this was the response of his son. He said, I will not. At least he was honest about it. You know, I would much rather someone just be flat out honest with what they're thinking than for someone to have cheap talk. That doesn't mean anything. Say one thing today, something else tomorrow. You never know what to believe. You know people like that? Let's not be that way. But this son said, I will not go. This was God. I have a job for you to do. He said, I won't do it. But afterward he came and he repented. But do you know he didn't just repent and say, I'm sorry I said that, and stay sitting on the couch. He put his working clothes on and went and grabbed the hoe and said, I'm sorry, Father, I'm on my way. And he went and he worked in the field. That's what true repentance is when you stop doing what you were doing and you do what you know you're supposed to do. But consider the second son. He came to the second and said, likewise, go work in the field. And he said, I go, sir. I just can see him clicking his heels and saluting. He was so respectful. I go, sir. Oh, that sounds good. He's had some good raising. I go, sir, and he went not. Which of those did the will of the Father? This one that said, I will go, his talk was cheap. He thought, this is what I need to say to get out of the situation. I will appease my Father and agree with Him, but I'm going to go do what I want to do. Does that sound familiar? People's lives are full of this. They say one thing just to appease people in a situation, and then they go and do what they want to do. And they knew they were going to do it all the time. But yet their words were to appease. Children, when your parents tell you something, don't just agree with them to get mom and dad to be quiet so I can have a little peace around here and they'll get off my case. You know what I'm talking about? Honestly, you don't raise your hand, but have you ever done that? You just nodded your head, please be quiet, okay, already. And you just nod your head and you say what you have to say so mom and dad will just move on. Talk is cheap. Don't be disingenuous. Learn the lesson, but we can talk about children. But how many times have people done that with God? The Lord comes along and He has a job for you to do, and we know we're supposed to obey, and so we nod our head very respectfully and say, yes, sir. But are we doing it? If we don't go and do what we say we believe, talk is cheap. Scripture talks over about in the 15th Psalm, isn't it? About he that sweareth to his own hurt and does what? And changeth not. He that doesn't do it. If you say you're going to do something and you don't have any intention of doing it, what does that make you? A liar. That ought never be named among God's people. If you say something, folks, our word is our bond. You say, well, I didn't promise. What does that have to do with it? What is a promise? So if you don't promise, you don't mean what you said? If it comes out of our mouth, folks, it ought to be valuable. If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Because that's the intent, that's the desire, that's the purpose. Talk is cheap. And so many people say something to appease the situations of life. We say yes to God and say yes to those in authority, say yes to your employer. But what are you doing? What are your actions behind it? Scripture over in James 5, you'll turn with me. James in the second chapter, James chapter 2, begin reading with verse 15. Said, if any of you say unto them, if a brother or sister, let's begin, yes, verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Words of comfort. Oh, brother, I'm praying for you. Well, have you ever told someone you're going to pray for them and didn't pray for them? Have you ever done that? Talk is cheap. Oh, I'm praying for you. How much time have you spent praying for him? You just said it because it sounded it was the right thing to say. Have you ever done that? And then later you think, I didn't pray get down and pray for them. In other words, don't let your talk be cheap. Well, oh, I'm so sorry you're hungry. Be warmed and filled. God will take care of you. Such words of comfort. What are you doing about it? You know what he said here? If you say be warmed and filled. Now this gets where we live, doesn't it? If one of you say depart in peace. In other words, I'm giving good wishes. I feel for you. Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. What he's saying here is talk is cheap. Anybody can say be warmed and filled. Anybody can say I'm praying for you. Anybody can say, oh, I'm sorry you don't have. You know, the Lord wants us to put some action behind our talk. I don't want to just be someone that says, be warmed and filled, and I'm praying for you. I want to be someone that does what I can to see that the need is met. That's what God wants of His people. Let your words mean something. Let your faith mean something this afternoon. He went on down just a little bit further then. In the 18th verse, he said, yea, a man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest. Do you believe in God this afternoon? Do you believe? Do you think that the things that we teach, do you think this is right? Yeah, I believe. I want to tell you something. Your belief isn't going to change anything in your life by itself. All right? You say, well, I've got the truth. Truth never saved anybody by itself because the devils believe. That's what he said here. Thou believest, he said, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. Good job. You're believing the right thing. But don't forget, the devils also believe and tremble. What's the difference then between you and the devil? We all believe. What's going to be the difference? The difference is going to be if you follow through on your belief. If you allow your belief to change the way you live and the way you act. In other words, so many say, I believe, but folks, talk is cheap. What about your life? This is just a very personal thing. Don't let your talk be cheap. Our lives this afternoon don't consist of the words that we speak, but the deeds that we do. That's what our life consists of. And the reason for that is because talk is cheap in our world today. Talk is cheap. I love you. Said those were important words. But do you know there has been many a man, there's been some women too. There have been many people that think about men that don't treat their wives right and they feel bad afterward. Abusive situations. Horrible situations. There are men that abuse their wives and they cry afterward and they say, I'm sorry and I love you. Until the next time. Father, do we tell God, Lord, I love you? How did Jesus say He would know if we really loved Him? By keeping His commandments. That's how He knows. Jesus addressed this situation in the 15th chapter of Matthew in the 8th verse when He said, this people draweth nigh with their lips. They honor me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. In other words, they're saying the right things. They're saying the right things. Verbally, they're saying, I believe. Verbally, they're saying, I'm a Christian. Verbally, they're saying, I love you, God. But He's saying, but your heart's not where it ought to be because you're not acting on it. You're not living on it. What do you believe this morning? You could say, we could go through a list of things that we believe, but the question is, how are you living? How are you acting? Are you living out what you say you believe? Is that a fair question? Are you living what you say you believe? Do you know how many people say they believe in modesty? So here, coming back to that subject. Do you know how many people say they believe in modesty? And I think, I'm not sure what they mean. They say they believe in it, but I'm a little confused because I sure don't see modesty. Do we believe what we say we believe? Are we living on it? Are we acting on it? We say we love God. What is the condition of your love? And this applies to all relationships. It starts with God. If you say you love God, then as was said, obey His commandments. Don't let your talk be cheap. But what about in your relationships with people? I love you ought to mean something. What does love mean? Love means commitment. You know that's what love means. Love means that when things are rough, I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to be here. Love means that when you get in trouble, I'm going to be there to help you. Or you can sit back with your arms folded and say, oh, be warmed and filled. I love you. Your talk's cheap. Right? Talk is cheap. But when we say we love you, I love you, when you love someone, you're willing to do something about that love. Love is about sacrifice. How much do you love people around you? I'll tell you how to measure your love. How much, husbands and wives, I hope you love each other. How much have you been sacrificing for the other? That's an indication of your love. You can say it all day long, but talk is cheap. It's kind of like, Renee, I have talked before. There's a man we know that he acts up to his wife and goes and buys her flowers. It's like Renee and I talked about. She said, save the flowers. Don't waste. I mean, he won't say, I'm sorry. He doesn't even have the respect to do that. But, here's some flowers. I love you. Humble your heart and say you were wrong and don't do it again. But he buys his wife flowers. And like Renee said, save the flowers. If you love somebody, you're going to do something about it. It means something. And it's not just in marriage. It is in all relationships. It's with people. If you really care about someone and love someone, folks, it's not enough to say it. Let your life prove it by your actions. I'll serve the Lord. I'm going to be faithful to God. What are you doing about it then? What decisions are you making that demonstrate to God that I'm sincere in what I'm doing? It's not enough with the weaknesses and needs in our lives to pray. You understand that? I have a weakness, Lord, and I'm going to pray about it, and we can get satisfaction in the fact that I'm praying. Praying has its place, but doing does also. There's a time to, I don't want to say stop praying, I get in trouble by saying that, but there's a time to keep praying in your heart, but there's a time to go out and do what He wants us to do. And if this is going to be a help to me spiritually, I'm going to go out and actively do what the Lord wants me to do. I'm going to actively put up some fences in my life to protect myself from the world. I'm going to actively go start ministering and doing for others and not just stay on the couch saying I'm praying for people. Be warmed and filled and Lord, I love you. Talk is cheap unless it's backed up by action. I'm sorry. Have you ever had someone tell you they were sorry? Did it again and again and again and again? Have you ever kind of wondered? And you know, it's really not our place to wonder because Jesus said, if your brother trespass against you, how many times? Okay, now you mathematicians out here, you help me out, children, young people. 70 times 7 is how many? 490 in what span of time? Do the division. 24 hours in a day. Well, it didn't even say anything about the night. It was the day. 490 times in a day. Do you think if someone did something to you that many times and told you they were sorry every time, would you think they were sincere? I wouldn't. You wouldn't even have to get to 490 before I'd start questioning their sincerity. But do you know what Jesus told us to do? Forgive them. So it's not ours to judge the sincerity of others. But I'm talking about in our own life. You say you're sorry. What does it mean? You children, have you ever said you're sorry? Have you ever, I've seen children, their parents make them say, I'm sorry, and just see them glare at their brothers, sorry. That meant nothing. Talk is cheap. Now, not only are you not sorry, you're lying too, because you're not, and you know you're not. If you say you're sorry, it ought to be, not only should we be sorry, we need to be repentant. In other words, I'm going to quit doing it. I'm going to turn away from it. I don't want my talk to be cheap. Lord, I'm sorry until I do it again. I'm sorry until I do it again. Make the decisions and the choices and put forth actions in your life that will let God know that you're truly sorry. And there are times, children, listen, you're going to be sorry more than once. And that's part of growing up. That's part of maturity. But start making choices and decisions so you can demonstrate to your parents that you really were sorry. I'm going to try to make some changes. And if you mess up again, then just get up. But keep making adjustments. Keep making better decisions and start growing in those areas so there'll be fewer and farther between. Don't let your talk be cheap. This is why the Scripture talks about the difference between the sorrow of the world and godly sorrow. I think the sorrow of the world is I feel bad. There are a lot of people doing a lot of bad things and they feel horrible about it. But they keep doing it. Whereas godly sorrow is I feel bad about it. And I have regrets, but I want a change to take place in my life. So I'm going to actively start doing things differently. And I want God to work my life. That's godly sorrow. I forgive. Have you ever said, I forgive? I forgive you? Talk is cheap. Is that right? Have you really forgiven? Do you really love? Are you really sorry? Are you really praying for him? Let's not let our talk be cheap. I put God first in my life. Talk is cheap. Are you putting God first in your life this afternoon? Is that a fair question? When you examine your priorities, and the things that you're doing and the choices you're making, can you honestly say, I am putting God first in every area of my life? Because we know the talk. We know the right things to say. We've all been around long enough. But talk is cheap. Has it affected the decisions you're making? Has it changed your priorities? It will change your priorities when you truly seek first the kingdom of God. I have one more scripture I'd like to share. It's Matthew chapter 7, 21st verse. Jesus was speaking here, and he said, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Talk is cheap. Not everybody that says it is going to make it. But he that doeth, the will of my Father which is in heaven. So, if we're not going to make it to heaven based on our talk, our I love yous and be warmed and filled and I forgive you and I'm putting God first and I believe, if we're not going to make it to heaven based on that, the question is, are we doing the will of the Father? So, what have you said recently? What have you said? What do you say? Then the next question would be, what are you doing? I hear what you say. I say, I'll be there. I'll help you. I'll pay for that. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll go there for you. I forgive you. I love you. I'm serving God. We say, but what are we doing? Talk is cheap, but words are valuable. I want to encourage us as God's people, let's not let our word, our talk be cheap. Let's let it have value because of the deeds and the actions that follow the things that we say.